In Northwest News on KPLU, Tacoma voters have a big choice to make next Tuesday. Do they want to move even faster than the city of Seattle in lifting their minimum wage? If they adopt Initiative 1, Tacoma's minimum wage would jump to $15 an hour for businesses above a certain size. Or voters may opt for an alternative measure that's more gradual. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross spent time with advocates on both sides and brings us this story.
A $15 minimum wage has become a national rallying cry for progressives. Maximilian Highland cares so much about this, he's out knocking on doors. Highland is part of a group of activists that got the $15 minimum wage initiative on Tacoma's ballot. On a recent Friday evening, after he gets off work as a Montessori teacher, Highland goes door to door in the Hilltop neighborhood.
Hello, my name's Max. I'm a volunteer with 15 Now Tacoma. We're canvassing to talk to people about the election. Is Edward home?
Edward Vandenberg is home, and he tells Highland he supports a $15 minimum wage. He says he's retired now after working on the Tide Flats and as a teacher's aide.
Everything I did was under $15 an hour.
So 15 sounds fair to you?
Yes, it does.
Seattle is implementing a $15 minimum wage over a period of years, but Highland says Tacoma workers need the wage now.
$15 an hour is already a compromised position when we have hard data that says you need more than that to survive in this city without social services.
He points to a self-sufficiency calculator created by the Workforce Development Council of Seattle King County. According to that, a single person with one child in Tacoma needs to earn $20 an hour to get by without any public assistance. A person without a kid needs to earn about $11. That's about a buck and a half more than the state minimum wage. These days, minimum wage is on the minds of a lot of Tacoma business owners, including Ross Swanis of Northern Fish Products.
What are you guys cooking right now?
In one of his warehouses, workers are tending racks of salmon in two smokehouses. In another, they unpack boxes of squid, prawns, lobster tails.
Tobiko, fish eggs, clams, that's, you know, everything. It swims or lives under the water, we try to sell it.
Swanis says he has about 80 full-time employees in Tacoma. Newcomers earn about $10 an hour. But workers earn more as they gain more skills, and he says the average wage is 16 bucks an hour. Swanis says he started crunching the numbers when he first heard about the $15 minimum wage idea.
You know, I ran a calculation of what it would cost us, and that was terrifying to me. It was going to cost us about $300,000.
Swanis says he came to the conclusion he'd have to cut some jobs in Tacoma and move that work to his facility in Pacific County to keep labor costs down.
That's an awful thing. I mean, we've got a lot of people who've worked here a long time and where you have to make some really hard decisions.
So Swanis contributed money to the 12 for Tacoma campaign. That's the group supporting the competing minimum wage proposal on Tacoma's ballot, Initiative 1B. It's the brainchild of Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland.
$15 an hour immediately is a little too extreme and too much of a shock for Tacoma's more fragile economy compared to SeaTac Airport or the city of Seattle.
So she and the city council came up with an alternative that phases in a $12 minimum wage by 2018. After that, the wage would rise with inflation. So would the $15 measure. The competing initiatives have led to a kind of confusing ballot. There are two parts.
The first question is, do you want to raise the minimum wage in Tacoma, yes or no?
In the second part, even if people vote no on part one, they're still supposed to choose either the $15 or $12 option. Opponents of the $15 measure say it will lead to job loss. University of Puget Sound economist Andrew Monaco says the research is mixed.
Some studies have shown that there is higher unemployment after a minimum wage increase. Other studies see little to no impact on the employment.
Tacoma would leapfrog cities such as Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles if voters adopt the immediate $15 option. SeaTac's minimum wage for hospitality and transportation workers is $15.24 an hour.
We'd be the frontier real-world experiment in what happens when you increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Monaco says a wage hike could have a big impact. Tacoma has a higher poverty rate than the state as a whole.
Come on in. Davos.
After knocking on doors, Maximilian Highland welcomes other volunteers back to his apartment. One of them is Joe McCoy, a father of three. He says he earns $10 an hour working in Puyallup at a food processing plant. He bikes more than an hour each way to save gas money and sometimes donates blood plasma for extra cash. His family's on a wait list for subsidized housing.
we've got our little lottery number, and we're just hoping that we cannot live in abject poverty. You know, we're hoping we're going to be one of those people that they're saying, okay, you get to actually live like a human being.
McCoy says if the $15 wage passes, it would make sense for his partner to get a job too. They could afford daycare.
I really, really hope it passes. And I'm going to do everything in my power to try and make sure it does.
If he gets his wish, the $15 wage would kick in by early December. And McCoy says he'll start job hunting in Tacoma. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.